All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week we are coming to you from the United Center in Chicago, and we have 10 great matches for you as we get into round 10 of the Round Robin tournament. But not only is it the tournament, it is our main event that we are looking forward to. World Tag Team titles on the line as Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard defend the titles against the Sheepherders. But as we heard last month when we were in the United Center, Skandar Akbar is putting his spot on the booking committee up as well against the titles. So when my guys win, Akbar's done. I can get rid of Devastation Incorporated, and we can move on with life. Great. But we have to get there first of all. So, talking about Devastation Incorporated, we do have Ahmed Johnson having signed a contract extension as kind of the enforcer of Devastation Incorporated. Although I'm pretty sure Big Bubba Rogers would probably have something to say about that too. But also we have the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol that has also signed a contract extension for us. So we are looking forward to some great things with them in the future. Well, at least Austin Idol. Ahmed, you know, if he were to come around to the Dirty Dozen, I'd greatly appreciate that. But we're going to start off in the Round Robin Tournament, Round 10. Opening match is Doug Gilbert facing off against Paul Diamond. And Doug and Diamond have a decent starting match for the card. I mean, if you're going to start off a card that has 10 matches on it, this was a decent match for it. They are fairly equal in most respects. However, Diamond gets distracted by Missy. Doug rolls him up from behind with a handful of tights for the pin. Doug and Missy hightail it out of the ringside area as Akbar and Diamond throw a fit in the ring. Doug Gilbert gets the win in a time of 6 minutes 57 seconds. Next match has Kendall Windham facing off against Wildcard. And they have a good match until Akbar and Bad Company come down to the ring. They hassle Missy because of the previous match. Both Kendall and Wildcard come out to defend Missy. In the ensuing brawl, Wildcard gets thrown into the ring steps. The Gilberts and Too Cold Scorpio rush down to the ring. They get Devastation Incorporated heading back to the dressing room as Kendall rolls Wildcard back into the ring to finish the match. Kendall whips Wildcard into the turnbuckle. Wildcard staggers out of the corner, and Kendall grabs him in a bear hug. Wildcard tries to fight, but the bear hug is right around where he hit the ring steps. After almost a minute, Wildcard blacks out from the pain. Nick Patrick calls for the bell, awarding the match to Kendall in a time of 7 minutes, 3 seconds. Kendall checks on Wildcard as Scorpio comes down to the ring along with the EMTs. They bring Wildcard back up on the stretcher, but they don't make it too far up the ramp before the EMTs are rushed by the Sheepherders. The EMTs are knocked out of the way as Butch grabs the end of the stretcher and flips it over. Luke nails Scorpio with a forearm before tossing him off the ramp onto the guardrail. Butch kicks at Wildcard. Kendall joins in the fray, taking Butch down from behind with a bulldog over the stretcher. Luke jumps off the entrance ramp with a double axe handle across Scorpio's back. Lawler and Embry come out of the entrance framework and run Luke off. Kendall helps the EMTs get the stretcher set upright again before he and Missy leave. What is going to happen for our main event tonight? Also, Wildcard has another tournament match tonight. Will he be able to wrestle again tonight? Or will the Sheepherders win the World Tag Team titles by forfeit? That is not a very good prospect. But speaking of tag teams, we have the tag team of the Illinois Heavyweight Champion Lance Storm and Interstate 74 Champion Disco Inferno coming together to battle with Tommy Rogers and Mike Jackson. Rogers and Jackson come out wearing NC State jerseys, showing their desire to be much greater than people believe them to be. Lance and Disco are willing to give them that chance. Most of the match involves Jackson and Lance, but the other two have their great moments in the ring as well. All is going along well, and the fans are getting into it when Ahmed Johnson stomps down the aisle. He has demanded title shots from both Lance and Disco. Neither of them have told me they want to give him a title shot. Lance picks Jackson up in a scoop slam, but Jackson's legs clip Randy Anderson. With Anderson down, Ahmed slides into the ring. Lance challenges Ahmed to fight, and Ahmed answers by nearly decapitating him with a clothesline. Disco climbs the turnbuckle and comes off with a flying body press, but Ahmed catches him and drills him into the mat with a power slam on top of Lance. Ahmed kicks Disco out of the ring and lays Jackson on top of Lance. Rogers comes in to tell Ahmed to get out of the ring, but Ahmed nails him with the Pearl River Plunge. Ahmed climbs out of the ring as Anderson gets back to his feet. He sees Jackson on top and counts the pinfall. The crowd boos as Ahmed stands outside the ring, holding up both the Illinois and Interstate 74 belts. He drops them in disgust as the crowd continues to boo. Your winner, with a little help from Ahmed Johnson, are Tommy Rogers and Mike Jackson in a time of 15 minutes, 35 seconds. However, we go backstage during the match, and the Dirty Dozen are in their locker room, making sure that Wildcard is okay. A knock at the door reveals Missy Hyatt. She and Liger are in the hallway, as they have the next match, checking on Wildcard. Missy talks with the guys, but Wildcard cuts her off. He tells her that he will be in the ring when the match starts. Nothing is keeping him out of the World Tag Team Titles match or his shot at the World Heavyweight title. Missy responds, "Your record is keeping you out of a title shot. You've got nothing except your tag team titles, and we will take care of them shortly." Ominous words from the First Lady of Wrestling. So let's go to the tournament again. Missy and Liger come down to the ring. Missy looks really happy. Wildcard comes down to the ring with Brett Wayne Sawyer by his side. Wildcard looks a little woozy from the beatings he took in his earlier match, but he demands to walk down to the ring under his own power. He rolls into the ring and Nick Patrick calls for the bell. Liger takes advantage early, focusing on Wildcard's back and lower ribs with karate chops and kicks. Liger looks to have the match won after a tornado DDT, but Sawyer climbs onto the ring to distract Patrick. Liger knocks Sawyer off the ring apron, but that gives Wildcard time to get back to his feet. Liger charges Wildcard, but Wildcard picks him up in a hot shot into the turnbuckle. Wildcard rolls him over. Sawyer holds Liger's foot down. Nick Patrick can't see it and counts the pinfall. Missy is irate with Sawyer and Wildcard, but Patrick won't listen to her. She will have to be satisfied with Liger still being higher on the scoreboard than Wildcard, even though Wildcard gets the win in a time of 9 minutes, 22 seconds. Next match has Wildcard's tag team partner, Too Cold Scorpio, facing off against Eric Embry. And Scorpio and Embry have a great match. Embry tries to keep pace with Scorpio, but he finds himself gassed after about 8 minutes. Scorpio takes over and wins the match with an acai moonsault. Scorpio gets to have a little breather with his tag team partner before the big main event tonight. Your winner is Too Cold Scorpio in a time of 10 minutes, 12 seconds. But yet, during that match, backstage, we have the Sheepherders walking towards the entrance ramp to make their way down to the ring to attack Scorpio. They are met by Lawler, Sawyer, Lance, and Disco. The 4-on-2 advantage works for the Dirty Dozen this time, as Sawyer catapults Luke into the concrete wall. Lance nails him with a super kick immediately after. Disco and Lawler spike Butch into the concrete floor with the pile driver. The Dirty Dozen leave the Sheepherders laying in heaps as they head back to their dressing room. So now we have one of our non-tournament matches, as Jerry Lawler faces off against Devastation Incorporated's Octagon. Lawler makes his way down to the ring, but Octagon and Psychosis nail him from behind. They battle back and forth in the aisle. Embry comes out to help Lawler. Embry tosses Psychosis over the guardrail into the fans. Lawler slams Octagon's head into the ring post. Lawler picks Octagon up with a scoop slam and slams him right into the ring post before rolling him into the ring. David Manning calls for the bell. Lawler spikes Octagon into the mat with a pile driver for the quick pin in 9 seconds. Your winner is Jerry the King Lawler, proving maybe why he ought to have been in the Round Robin tournament in the first place. But going back to the tournament, we have Psychosis finally getting into the ring, facing off against Gold Dust. And this week, Psychosis drew the short straw, I have to say it, because he gets both incarnations of Dustin Rhodes. Gold Dust first, and then later on he faces off against the natural Dustin Rhodes. But Psychosis climbs back over the guardrail where he's been in the fans for the last minute or so, and shoves Embry into the ring apron. Psychosis rolls into the ring, but Lawler nails him with a vicious right hand. Manning tells Lawler to leave the ring, and Lawler refuses to leave. Goldust comes down to the ring. He gets right into Lawler's face. Psychosis nails Lawler from behind. Lawler slams into Goldust. Goldust tosses him out of the ring. Psychosis comes up to thank Goldust, but Goldust headbutts him. Manning calls for the bell to start the match. Goldust keeps control of the match and gets the pin after the Shattered Dreams in a time of 11 minutes, 46 seconds. Goldust even showing his stablemate that you do not cross him. You do not get in his way. So how does that look for Psychosis for later? We'll have to find out, because we have to switch it up a little bit. We have Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against Great Kabuki in the next match. And Idol makes his way down to the ring. Kabuki nails him from behind. Kabuki rolls Idol into the ring. Nick Patrick calls for the bell. And Kabuki and Idol battle throughout the match. The crowd gets really into the match. It looks as if it'll be a time limit draw, but Akbar nails Idol with his cane behind Patrick's back. Kabuki gets the pin with 1 second left in the time limit. Yes, that's right. Kabuki gets the win over Austin Idol in a time of 14 minutes, 59 seconds. Akbar climbs into the ring and tells Idol that he is giving him one more chance to join Devastation Incorporated. Idol refuses. Kabuki grabs him by the throat. Idol spits in his face. Kabuki missed him before Akbar separates the two of them. Akbar sends Kabuki out of the ring as he waits for Psychosis to come back down to the ring. As Psychosis is coming down to the ring, he is facing the other side of the pair of Dustin Rhodes incarnations, and Dustin takes him down in the middle of the aisle with a bulldog. Dustin goes for a quick match, but Kabuki refuses to lay down. Dustin and Psychosis throw everything at each other. The match keeps the fans on their feet. They find themselves wrapped up in the match and the progress that neither wrestler can make in the match until right before the time limit expires. Dustin goes for a lariat, but Psychosis counters it with the crucifix. Psychosis continues to float over into a DDT for the pin with 3 seconds left in the time limit. So Psychosis picks up the win in a time of 14 minutes, 57 seconds. So now we've gotten to the main event. The World Tag Team titles on the line against Akbar's booking position. And it is a barbed wire match as well. There's always so much build up to some of these matches, especially when you have the personal items on the line as well. Akbar wants complete control of the PWA. I want him gone. However, his attorneys wrote in an ironclad clause that I cannot fire him. He must lose his position through some sort of match. I am hopeful that this will be the first step in getting rid of him by Remember Their Legacy. The champions and the challengers have been bruised up throughout the episode. Both show signs of weariness and wariness, especially since the ring has been wrapped around in barbed wire. Akbar waits for the sheep herders in the ring. I accompany Scorpio and Wildcard to the ring. When all six of us are in the ring, Akbar calls for the microphone. Akbar gives me one more chance to rethink my situation. I raise my eyebrow. I remind him that his team has to win the titles for him to keep his booking position. I have nothing to lose in this match. There is nothing that Akbar can do that will cost me anything. After a bit more awkward and vague bantering, Akbar and I leave the ring. All four men battle, brawl, and bleed throughout the match. The match finally ends when Butch catapults Scorpio into the turnbuckle. Luke tosses Wildcard under the bottom rope as Butch covers for the pin. Your winners and new World Tag Team Champions are the Sheepherders in a time of 49 minutes, 54 seconds. After the match, Akbar announces that Scorpio and Wildcard will receive their automatic rematch at Remember Their Legacy. Neither one of them will have to worry about the World Heavyweight title match on that night. However, I have to put up my controlling interest in the PWA against the Sheepherders titles. Turnabout is fair play, after all. I climb into the ring and stand toe-to-toe with Akbar. I make a counteroffer. When Scorpio and Wildcard reclaim their World Tag Team titles at Remember Their Legacy, I get a 5-minute match with Akbar for complete control of the PWA. Scorpio and Wildcard try to stop me, but I keep going. If Akbar can beat me, he will have complete creative control of the PWA for 120 days. That'll take us through Hard Day's Night. When I beat Akbar, all of Devastation Incorporated will be fired and not allowed to sign another contract with the PWA until Remember Their Legacy 25. Akbar smiles as he extends his hand to accept the offer. I shake his hand. We stand for a moment, staring each other in the eye before releasing the handshake and walking away. Both tag teams look at us wondering what the heck we've just done. What is going to happen at Remember Their Legacy, as now it is my controlling interest in the PWA versus the titles? Well, we've got about a month for you to find out. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in the meantime. But before we close out this week, we have to go to the scoreboard for the, for the round robin tournament. And, well, Psychosis, with his 1-1 record today, drops out of the top place. In fact, Kendall Windham is now at the top with a record of 5-3-2. Psychosis is right behind him with 5-4. Iron Mike Sharp at 6-5 comes in at third. Doug Gilbert is now done with the tournament, and he ends at 5-5-1. Right behind him are Jushin Liger, Dustin Rhodes, and Gold Dust, all at 5-5. Continuing on the 500 club is Too Cold Scorpio at 4-4-2, and Wildcard at 4-4-1. Getting into the subpar realms, you have Iceman King Parsons at 4-5-2, and Paul Diamond and Eric Embry at 4-6, dwelling in the cellar. So Too Cold Scorpio has gotten out of the basement. Great. Can he stay out next week? Well, you will have to come back next week to find out, as we have the final round of the tournament. And the way things are shaping up, this could be very interesting to see who comes out on top. So be here next week for the last round of the Round Robin Tournament to see who gets the World Heavyweight title shot at Remember Their Legacy next month. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.